So as we look at the markets this afternoon, it's pretty typical. The S&P 500 maintaining some moderate stability. The NASDAQ inching up just a little bit. And it is the Dow that continues to add. Let's talk about things with Mike Willman, president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston. Mike, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me back, guys.
Let me ask you to what appears to be this rotation to the Dow 30. What's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, you see today, you know, obviously the Dow is moving more than the other indexes. The big mover in the Dow, I mean, there's a couple of things going on, is ExxonMobil. So that's up 1.4% today. Berkshire Hathaway just disclosed at the end of the third quarter that they had a big position worth around $3.4 billion. Buffett doesn't seem to be making a broad bet on energy stocks because he did reduce his stake in ConocoPhillips. It just seems like he likes ExxonMobil, and ExxonMobil is a typical Buffett stock. It's a big, established, global brand name that has lagged the markets for the past 5 years. I mean, this year the stock's only up 9%. He likes to pick up stocks on the cheap, and he's definitely doing that with Exxon. The other interesting stock story is GE, which is also a Dow 30 stock. That's up about 1% today. The finance arm was their main growth engine for a while, and then they certainly had some serious difficulties during the financial crisis. Since then, the company's been making an effort to shrink that side of the business. Today, they announced they'll exit the retail lending business completely, and the market seems to really like that announcement. The goal for GE is to have the financial services area shrink from 45% to 30% of total earnings over time, and they're heading in that direction.
So here we're going to get back to the traditional GE light bulbs, refrigerators, and jet engines.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be, you know, certainly a more predictable stream of income. The financial stuff doesn't have a lot of, you know, ability to have steady earnings and stuff. It's much more volatile, and, you know, that causes problems with the stock price.
Are you concerned, Mike, about the we hear some cautionary voices about the markets getting just a little too pricey, a little high?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I have a great little article I read today about that. There's a group called Cornerstone. They studied the 12 major corrections in the past of 15% or more since 1973, and they looked at factors that were apparent in all those downturns. So there was a sharp rise in oil, interest rate hikes, a rise in long-term yields, an economic slowdown, high Michigan consumer sentiment index readings, overvaluation of the market. Every one of those corrections had some or all of these factors. Right now, we're only looking at two red flags flying at this time. You know, we've seen a rise in long-term interest rates and a slightly higher than average valuation of the S&P 500. So if you look at a study like this, you know, I think there looks to be more to go in terms of a rally.
So what's your advice to investors then?
What I'm doing now is trying to steer investors into more diversified portfolios, or at least talk them out of just being invested in the U.S. The U.S. market is obviously leading this charge. A lot of investors only want to be invested in that market because they see that going up. It's my job to remind them that the U.S. market can go down. You want to stay diversified. A portfolio is not just one asset class. You need exposure to international markets, emerging markets, commodities, bonds, both international and domestic, and REITs and hedge mutual funds. So, you know, even if you look at some of those areas now, some of them are very attractive relative to the U.S., like emerging market stocks and international stocks. So you want to stay diversified. You don't want to get caught up in just going with the hottest area of the markets.
All right. When you diversify, where are you going to diversify in? Is China still a play? And what about Brazil? From what I'm reading, a lot of bloom is off of Brazil.
Yeah, I mean, emerging markets have struggled certainly with, with the Fed's, I guess, threatening to slow down the quantitative easing program here. Those are areas we certainly look at, but we're also looking at frontier markets. You know, you have markets outside of the main emerging market countries that are growing at a faster rate, that have healthy economies, that have that growth potential in the future that are a good play.
You like anything in Africa?
Sure. I mean, Africa's a good place to invest too. You have to steer yourself towards the more stable markets there. But yeah, that's definitely an area if you're investing in frontier markets that you'd want to look at. And my advice is to, for most investors, to use a mutual fund to access those areas or an exchange-traded fund so you get broad exposure to all those markets.
All right. Quite interesting, Mike. Thanks for being with us today. Mike Willman, President, Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston.